Unit 11. Conversation 2. Scenario. Hannah is going into active labor. Her contractions have started, and the midwife is checking on her progress.
So, how are you feeling? You've already had some show. The vaginal discharge, right?
Yes, that was yesterday, after I had the membrane sweep. There's still a lot of soreness from that, but no more bleeding, and I don't think my waters have broken.
Okay, I'll check that in a minute. How frequent are your contractions, and how long do they last?
They're 15 minutes apart, and they last about 30 seconds each time.
So, still just mild ones. Do they feel different from the Braxton Hicks contractions?
Yes, they're like really strong period cramps, and there's no comfortable position now. They don't stop if I change position.
Well, this is your first pregnancy, so your labor may take a while. Call me when the contractions are every 10 minutes, if you have any problems or if your waters break.
Later.
How are we getting on?
The contractions are getting stronger, and the intervals every 4 or 5 minutes now. They're lasting nearly a minute.
Okay, it sounds like you're going into active labor now. Let me know if you need anything for the pain. It's not too late to have an epidural, if you want one. And don't worry if your waters haven't broken. The doctor can take care of that. That's quite normal.
When I'm giving birth, will the doctor cut me to make the birth easier? Is that normal here?
If the doctor feels it's necessary, she'll perform an episiotomy, but it may not be needed.
And if I need to be induced, does that mean I'll need to have a C-section or an assisted birth?
No, that doesn't necessarily follow. Most induced births are normal vaginal deliveries. It doesn't particularly increase the need for a vacuum or forceps delivery either, so don't worry too much about that. You don't have any complications.
That's a relief. Oh.
Okay, keep timing them.